When someone dies, there's a series of paperwork that needs to be filled out before that death gets officially added to government records. But during the deadliest months of the pandemic so far, Pennsylvania's new electronic death reporting system was not ready for prime time. The state still relied on faxes from funeral directors, doctors, and medical examiners to create an official death record. That meant just when public officials were making some really tough decisions about how to allocate scarce resources, like COVID tests and PPE, the state did not have an accurate count of how many people had died from the virus. Why wasn't that electronic system ready? I'm Malcolm Burnley, in for Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. WHYY teamed up with Sarah Simon of Spotlight PA to report this story. In your story, you had this graph, and it showed death data in Pennsylvania related to COVID-19. And what it showed was on May 4th, the Pennsylvania government reported that there were 14 deaths related to COVID-19 across the state. But on May 5th, the very next day, the state reported that there was 554 deaths. That was one of the most dramatic spikes in the death numbers, but not the only one. What was actually going on?
This was one of many situations of what is known in public health terms as data reconciliation, right? And what led to these big spikes that we were seeing in April and the huge one in May overnight was not that 554 people had suddenly died overnight. It was the result of a kind of weeks-long process of kind of bringing these numbers together from different data sources and making sense of them and confirming that they could be added to the count. This was a delay in reporting.
So why was the death reporting so slow in Pennsylvania, particularly at the beginning of the pandemic?
So we can take a step back and talk about the process of death reporting. There's a lot of people involved here, right? You have a funeral director who works with a family of the deceased to input biographical information into a death certificate. You have the physician at a hospital or a nursing home who has to certify, you know, legally certify the cause of death. You have a coroner or medical examiner who gets involved in cases where deaths are kind of a suspicious nature or of a sudden nature. Pennsylvania's struggle, I think, that has been years in the making that the COVID-19 pandemic really exposed is that there hadn't been historically any urgency in standardizing this data reporting process. It was October 2016 that the state of Pennsylvania initially launched this new electronic death registration system. That's 4 years ago. For many years, this system has been voluntary in Pennsylvania. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit and fast, accurate, timely death reporting data had never been more important, the process was kind of a patchwork system of people doing it different ways because that one streamlined electronic process had never been fully fleshed out and the kinks had not been worked out.
What did it look like exactly if it wasn't computerized?
It really relies on a lot of faxed paperwork. You know, if the physician is set up with EDRS, the electronic system, the physician or the coroner could then, you know, put it into the system themselves and the funeral director would get it kind of instantaneously through the electronic system. But if they're not hooked up with the electronic system, then in many cases, what's been happening for a long time in Pennsylvania is that the physician will have to fax the paperwork, sometimes to the funeral director, sometimes to the state. And then there was this whole process of trying to figure out, okay, well, if a funeral director had already started, you know, case in the electronic system for a death, but then the state gets faxed this information from the physician, how can we kind of make sure that we're not duplicating efforts? If this sounds confusing, that's because it is.
What were the consequences, if any, of not having a fully electronic and kind of a fully real-time view of deaths in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, for the reporting of the story, we talked to a lot of experts about mortality statistics and just how important it is to have fast, accurate data. What we know is that fast, accurate data can help inform decisions about where to send supplies, you know, where that's PPE, where it needs to go, how to allocate resources. Having a modernized system that produces timely death information can really help efforts in protecting the living.
What was Pennsylvania's track record when it came to reporting deaths before 2020?
Death statistics across the country in 2017 showed that the vast majority of U.S. states were able to send information about nearly all deaths to federal health officials within 13 weeks of the date deaths occurred. But in this 2017 data, what the CDC found is that Pennsylvania lagged far behind, and they were able to manage only about 65% of the work in that same time period, right? So federal government officials even identified Pennsylvania's death reporting delays as, quote, dire and in need of immediate support. I think that's important for the public to understand that this was not something that is new. Like, yes, the COVID-19 pandemic exposed these flaws in the system, but these system-wide delays have long been an issue, have long been known. This is a story of Pennsylvania just being behind the curve.
When we come back,
I think we can state with full confidence that had PA stuck to that original timeline, the delays in death reporting that we've seen during the COVID-19 pandemic would not have been as severe.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Malcolm Burnley. This is The Why. I'm talking to Sarah Simon, who reported a story for Spotlight PA about the state's out-of-date system for counting deaths and how it affected their response to the pandemic. Expect it or not, 2020 did bring a pandemic, and then the state was forced into playing catch-up around this data. What did they do?
Just 12 days before Pennsylvania recorded its first official COVID-19 death, it was March 6th that the state health department, at long last, I think we could say, issued a mandate. And they said all deaths attributed to COVID-19 would have to be reported through this electronic system. So the big question, you know, in the course of our reporting that we tried to ask was, well, why did it take a pandemic? Why was it March 6th all of a sudden that finally the state said, you know what, like, this is too important, we have to do it now? And we really didn't totally get a good answer to that. Over the course of reporting this story, we tried to interview the director of the Bureau of Health Statistics and Registries, who oversees this electronic death reporting system. The Department of Health did not allow us to speak to her. Finally, the Department of Health arranged an interview with Executive Deputy Secretary Sarah Boateng.
We made it voluntary in 2016. What we saw, obviously, is that by 4 years later, not everyone had taken the step to start using that electronic system. And so with the COVID deaths, given the need to have this information available to us quickly, we did mandate it for COVID deaths.
You know, when we asked again and again and again, well, why? Why did it take a pandemic? Why were, you know, these frontline physicians who were trying to treat COVID-19 patients in busy, frantic ICUs, why were they all of a sudden now tasked, mandated, in fact, with learning this new kind of complicated electronic death reporting system instead of doing things the way that they knew how to do? Why hadn't they been trained on this any earlier? And again, we didn't totally get a good answer to that.
There has to be some participation by individuals. We can't mandate them to do this without their participation.
But again, what we saw with the COVID-19 pandemic is that the state really actually did have the authority to mandate this use.
Well, I think that in the COVID-19, we're really focused on the need for the timely reporting of these deaths. So getting the COVID-19 deaths within 2.5 days is really important to our response. And so we've mandated it for COVID-19.
But Sarah,
That could have happened at any time during the past 4 years. I just want to make that clear.
We did not have a global pandemic prior to now.
based on the conversations you have with these experts, it sounds like COVID-19 has really identified why these gaps in data are so important. But at the same time, a pandemic is probably the worst time to try to implement a new system. Is that fair to say?
That's what I heard from a lot of folks. Yeah, from a lot of coroners, from a lot of funeral directors, that the state had a decision to make, right? They in January, February, March, when we knew this pandemic was coming, the state knew that it had this system kind of half implemented. You know, they had started it in 2016 trying to implement it. They had a decision to make. Do we mandate this and, you know, cross our fingers and hope for the best that people have an easy time getting to use it and hope that it will be worth it to have that faster death reporting? Or do we not? You know, we don't know what the death data would have looked like if they had just kind of decided to stick with the status quo and not implement this, not mandate this system right away. But I think what we can say with kind of full confidence is that originally when they launched this in 2016, the plan was to get all users fully on board and trained with this new system by the end of 2017. I think we can state with full confidence that had PA stuck to that original timeline, the delays in death reporting that we've seen during the COVID-19 pandemic would not have been as severe.
But can the public trust the numbers that the state government is putting out now?
Yes. And I'm going to say that. I have always said that. I have not found any evidence of kind of malicious manipulation with these numbers. I trust the numbers that the State Health Department is putting out, and I think it's really important for the public to trust these numbers too. Now, that being said, could the state have done a better job of explaining what these spikes mean? Yes, just hearing the phrase data reconciliation doesn't mean very much to kind of the everyday person.
More than 8,000 people in Pennsylvania have died as a result of COVID-19. You know, but behind every one of those numbers is a family who's been really crushed by losing a loved one. Was it an irresponsible thing, or was there an injustice on behalf of the state for not having a system set up in place to track these deaths accordingly?
I'm glad you brought that up, because this has been kind of the driving factor in my reporting. And the pandemic is revealing that health officials have failed to protect a lot of these vulnerable communities from this deadly virus. If we couldn't protect them in life, the least we can do is handle their deaths appropriately, right? And for me, what that means is timely reporting of deaths.
Well, Sarah, thank you for your reporting, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Sarah Simon reported this story for Spotlight PA, along with WHYY reporters Nina Feldman and Ryan Briggs. The Y is produced by me, Malcolm Burnley, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, Buffy Gorilla, and Sabrina Boyd Circa. We get editorial direction from Katie Culinary. You can find me on Twitter @Malcolm Burnley. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.